Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. I just got off a call with a friend of mine who was a client, Angela Raspis. She's an incredible human being. And we were talking about worthiness. And she said this thing, which I just had to share with you guys, right? So it was, performance gets applause, contribution makes a difference. And this is interesting because for a really long time, I was looking for some form of external validation. I used to talk about it a lot, external validation, right? I was looking for something to validate my worthiness. I was looking for, some kind of fundamental thing, like a huge shift, right? Like all of a sudden I'd go viral and like a big audience would mean that that I was validated and that I was valid, you know? And it's an interesting concept because I feel like over the last little while I've moved into this new phase of being, which is not around. It doesn't require any approval from anyone, really. I've really become comfortable in doing things my own way. And that has been a huge deconditioning. It's been, a lifetime, but particularly the last 10 to 12 years. Solid work on myself. Not in a, like, slogging it out, although sometimes it felt that way. You know, but just continually showing up with curiosity, continually practicing self-acceptance, all that kind of good stuff has led me to this place where now I feel like I don't need anyone's approval. And it used to be in a way of like, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me kind of way. You know, that energy of like, nah, I'm a rebel, I'm right. Like, definitely was very dismissive, in a abrupt deflection kind of way. Like a, nah, you don't know what's best for me. I know what's best for me. But it was from a place of not really valuing myself and my opinion. I was highly triggered by people's feedback because I didn't truly believe that it could be different. And now I have this, like, I don't know, solid understanding that this is me and this is my work in the world and I'm just going to show up and do what I do and not allow external stimulus to derail me. and that's not got a fuck you energy, right? Like, people can come and say, oh, you should do this, you should do that. And I'll be like, oh, that's a good idea, if I feel like it's a good idea, or doesn't feel right for me. Thank you, but it doesn't feel right for me. Without having to justify what I'm doing or apologize for what I'm doing, I've just really given myself permission to be me and trust and see what happens. And I feel like this can be actually highly triggering for people too. And a lot of people just don't fundamentally get it. Like, they don't understand. When I say I'm just operating from trust here, it sounds kind of like a wishy-washy, fluffy term. Oh, I just trust, you know. It does. It sounds kind of wanky, to be honest. But there's no other really way to describe what I do now. I do operate from trust. I trust that if I continue to show up and share in ways that feel good for me continually, if I continue to move through fear, if I continue to move through self-doubt, if I continue to show up courageously, if I continue to, explore and get curious with anything that triggers me along the way, I can move forward in a way that feels meaningful. And before, it used to be about the applause. You know, it used to be about how many eyeballs saw me, how many downloads I had, you know, how many people I had sign up to my shit. That was the marker of success for me. But now, It's more about contribution. It's about what I have of value to share. It's about me backing myself and contributing from a really authentic place, another kind of like overused term, but we kind of understand what that means. Maybe, I don't know. But you know, like I focus on contribution over applause these days. And it's been a fundamental shift. I've used fundamental about four times. It must be one of my new buzzwords. it has, though. It really has changed the way that I show up and my markers for success. So back in the day, I guess like, and I see so many people focused on the external markers in their marketing, you know, like five-figure months, seven-figure years, whatever. Taking like getting 10,000 Instagram followers, it's all very external based. And I get that that's sometimes what we want. We just want to reach more people. We know that we have something that's of value, but we just need to reach more people in order for it to, you know, like feel satisfying or something. When often that's not it. Like reaching a bigger audience doesn't necessarily mean that you make more money or you have more success. This is the thing that I've learned really is that like there are three elements really to success as I see it. And that is the idea of contribution, the idea of the work that I do feeling meaningful to me. And then obviously there is we live in a paradigm which is focused around money and we need it to fill our bellies and keep a roof over our head. So there is a financial aspect to that. But it doesn't look like, it no longer looks like a certain marker. It no longer looks like seven figures a year or something equally arbitrary, which actually doesn't fucking really mean anything other than you make over $1 million a year. So what? Who fucking cares? It's not a marker of success. It's not something that's going to make you feel sustainably long-term without the other two parts, without it can, if it comes along with being, you know, feeling like you're living a life of meaning and that you're contributing, being of service, you know? When those three things are together, then that really, for me and for pretty much most of the people I speak to, that is the marker of success. But we wind it up and we wrap it up in all this other weird shit. And what I've found in unwinding all that stuff and through figuring out what makes me tick and how I want to show up in the world and who I really am and all that kind of jazz, it's allowed me to really come back to a place where there aren't really external, what is it called? External, not parameters, benchmarks. I'm not trying to reach any benchmarks here. I'm just focusing on things that matter to me, that feel like I'm contributing, even if it's just contributing to creating less space in my head through vocalizing my thoughts, it's still a contribution. And then as a result of those two things, there is financial reward and it naturally naturally comes to me at the moment. And that's not to say that I feel like there's this thing where it's like, I remember doing an episode around entitlement. I'd felt really entitled. I deserved this. I deserved to be rich. I deserved to be famous. You know, I deserve it because I'm a good person. There was this like air of entitlement to me, but there was also a need attached to that. Like I needed to be famous and I needed to be rich. And as soon as there is a need wrapped up in what we're doing, it's the quickest way to dry up the universe's vagina and give you fucking nothing. So you want, you know, like that's just not it's a terrible metaphor. But like, you know, when we're focused on need, we're creating resistance to whatever it is that we want. I don't really want to get into like law of attraction shit because I'm not sure that I buy it in the way that it's sold. Like we just kind of like put something on a vision board and like, you know, I don't know, imagine it. We drive up to our driveway of our dream house every day and then it magically arrives. Though I have had experiences, not of that, you know, where I've thought, oh, it would be really good to run a program and then kind of just like, I would love to run Show Up, Speak Up. That would be really cool, but I don't know if I've got the time and energy at the moment. And like, I don't know if I can be bothered launching it, you know, myself and whatever. And then all of a sudden, you know, just kind of park it and be like, yeah, that's cool. Maybe we'll see what happens. And then Wise comes and says, here's some funding, go and create that program. You know, so sometimes things do magically arrive like that when we are in a good energy. But I also don't want anyone to think that just you need to get yourself into a certain state in order for things to happen for you. Because during this time, I have also experienced, you know, all the usual shit. I've experienced anger. I've experienced disappointment. I've experienced bitterness. I've experienced all the things I was experiencing before. It wasn't about changing my, you know, my state and changing my energy so that I could attract. Even that, that has stuff wrapped up in it, doesn't it? You know, like I'm going to change my energy so that I'm going to surrender so that. It's bullshit. It doesn't work because you've got a need there. You're attached to changing your energy so that you can have what you want. It doesn't work that way. You've got to be really okay with not having it. And then, boom, magic. I was on this call with Angela and I was unpacking all of the things that have happened to me over the last 12 years since that day of punching myself in the mirror. And I feel like, I still feel like there's a book or something in here, but I'm just not quite sure. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to park it and continue on and see what happens. Trusting that when the idea is right, when the timing's right, something will happen to trigger me to start writing. But I don't have to make shit happen now. Like I don't have to, I think this is the thing, like so many people think that in order, they set the goal and then they're like, right, now I've just got to mark off all the steps between here and there and we're good to go. But, you know, I've just found over the last couple of years, the more I relax into not having any of those external goals or markers or any of that stuff, the more freedom I'm experiencing, the more I'm open to joy and the more I'm open to opportunities. And often they've been better than what I could have imagined myself. You know, like Wise coming to me with funding to create some programs, I would never have imagined that. And another thing, right? Like with all the podcasts that I produce for corporates, I don't even have it on my website. There's no podcast producer page with like I work with corporates here, you know, that I don't have any of that. Those organizations have found me through being about as unprofessional as a person can be. You know, like they find me and they reach out and I work with them. And a lot of them have been people who have listened to this podcast, which is totally random, right? Because the conditioning in the business space would be if you're working with corporate, you do a corporate brand and you use a corporate speak and you blah, 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 blah. I've never really subscribed to that idea. I try to connect to the humanness in everyone. Like I don't even have like a customer avatar. I don't know, you know, like it's just not... I work with so many different people. For me to put everyone into a box would be really fucking difficult. And people at different places in their journey too. So, you know, by niching myself, by boxing myself in, it just doesn't feel good. And I've come to accept that that's okay. I've given myself deep permission to do things my own way. And then I've had to practice constantly moving through doubt, because when we are doing things in a way that is very different to the way things are traditionally done, you better believe people are going to have something to say about that. And the amount, how triggered we are by that speaks to how much we've actually reconciled it within ourselves. That is triggering the doubt. Their doubt is triggering our doubt. And if the doubt doesn't exist, it can't be triggered. And I feel like this is kind of where I'm getting to now, is this point where there isn't as much doubt. Sure, occasionally someone will say something and I'll think, oh yeah, maybe I should. And then as soon as I hear that should, it's like, nah, you're a good girl. Keep on going your way. Anyway, I think the thing is, right, it's working for me. It's working for me. By my own markers of success, I'm doing meaningful work with incredible human beings, which I just fucking love. Opportunities are coming to me. Financial reward. And I'm contributing without it being attached. You know, sometimes we can contribute with an agenda. There's no agenda there for me at the moment. Maybe there will be down the track, but there just isn't. I don't feel like I need to protect myself. I feel like this is a trap that a lot of people fall into, is needing to protect themselves. Like, don't give away too much, you know, don't undervalue yourself. Don't, like, when you actually are coming from a place of like wholeness and acceptance of you and a place of deep permission, then you can't undervalue yourself. So yeah, that's my thoughts for today, spurred on by one. Well, I love when you're in a conversation with someone and they just say something so profound. So I'm going to repeat that. Performance gets applause. Contribution makes a difference. And so often we are driven by the performance. And I don't mean this in a fake, superficial way. Even when I was coming from a place of really wanting to be deep in service, I was still looking for the applause. But all the applause does is make me feel better about what I'm doing. It validates my existence. That's not coming from a place of wholeness. That's not coming from a place of worthiness. That's coming from a place of needing something from others. Where contribution is about sharing. It's about adding value from a place where you value yourself. So that's today's episode, something to ponder. Oh, and before I go, I would like to extend the invitation again to come and join the programs that I am running in conjunction with WISE, Women in Social Enterprise. There are three on the website, which you can find at carlynimmo.com/WISE, WISE. One was Purpose and Passion, which ran last month. The replay is still available there. You can sign up and go and do it yourself whenever you like. Then we have Show Up Speak Up, which we're halfway through. We're about to have call number 3 tomorrow. And so that's going to be wrapping up in the next couple of weeks. But the replays of previous calls are available. And jumping on live is so much fun. So if you can, definitely do it. And then throughout August, I'm running Clarify and Amplify with my good old mate, Kelly Brown. And this program is really about, you know, we just feel like the old way of doing business is about to be dead and buried if it isn't already. There's a new way and it's from the inside out. Now, there are four kind of things we'll be exploring in this: awareness, acceptance, possibility, and permission. And it's all about getting really clear on who you are and then amplifying that into the world. So if you're interested in joining those, please go to carlynimmo.com/wise. And until next week, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlynimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.